I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for July 17th, 2017 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our City Council chambers. I know that some of you are here for the TARDA issue in particular, but there are some of you, there are some students here, I see. We've got some scouts here. And if there's a particular issue that you would like to address council on, when we get to it in the agenda, please raise your hand so that I can recognize you at the appropriate time. With that, would the scouts do us the honor of leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance this evening?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, the law director has handed out a couple things this evening, one of which I'll bring your attention to. One is Agenda Item 8B. She has a replacement ordinance, 55-2017. So please insert that into your agenda.
Okay.
She has also handed out, as the information, Item F, the second quarter reports. Again, as always, I encourage you to put those in your binder, take a look at them. There's a lot of good information in there about the operation of the city. With that, Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
From members of City Council, Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, when the Employee and Community Relations Committee met on July 7th, we referred to council Resolution 7-2017 related to a funding request policy for community organizations. That did not make it to the agenda, so I'm wondering if we could add it tonight.
We certainly can. We can add it as Agenda Item 13.
Perfect, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to add a brief report on the fireworks display on the 3rd.
Certainly. We'll make that Agenda Item 14. I've heard nothing but good reports on that. Other than they've made a lot of noise. I did get a complaint about the noise. Could you look into quiet fireworks?
Not yet, but we're going to next year.
Any additional items from members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. We are up to Agenda Item 4. For visitors to council, there are agenda sheets on the two side tables if you'd like to see our agenda for the evening. They have only made a few changes to it, so those are pretty much up to date. They've added a couple items at the end. Let's move on to Agenda Item 4, which is approval of council meeting minutes. We have two meetings to approve for, one from our regular meeting on June 19th and one from a special meeting on the 30th. Oh, I need to back up, and I need a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda Item 14, Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes for Sylvania City Council for the meeting of June 19th, 2017 as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the regular council meeting minutes of July 19th, 2017 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Now the special meeting, Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes for the special meeting of Sylvania City Council held June 30th, 2017 as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve those special meeting minutes as submitted as well. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved as submitted.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Hanem?
I apologize. In our zoning and annexation committee meeting, we recommended moving forward with
the ordinance tonight. Is that, that's not in the packet, is it?
That is not in the packet, Mr. Hanam. I think that will just be for referral to the Plan Commission.
Oh, that's right.
Public hearing, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You will have an opportunity at 11C to make your report of the committee meeting. All right, moving on to Agenda Item 5. This is an item concerning the Toledo Area Regional Transit Authority. There was a committee of the whole meeting held on July 12th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There was, as you shared with the group, a committee of the whole meeting July 12th, 2017. There were two topics, but at this time I'm going to speak to the TARDA sales tax issue. It was the second portion of the meeting. For the record, all members of council were present, as well as Mr. Sanford, Mayor Stow, Leslie Brining, Chief Rodas, and Mr. Aller. With that, the city council had a big discussion about the TARDA sales tax increase. Mr. Gee and some representatives from TARDA were present and addressed issues. The council members expressed, let me first also add to that, that Mr. Fry did have to recuse himself from the discussion due to a conflict of interest, so I'd like to make a note of that. All council members were conflicted about this proposal. There was great discussion on it. Some of the concerns focused around the lack of a vision and clear strategy for direction for the future. There was concern over the increased tax percentage that would put Lucas County as one of the highest taxes in the state. However, there was also discussion about how important it is to allow voters to have the opportunity to make that decision. The council really did encourage TARDA to think about putting together a more comprehensive plan that showed vision for the future, and we certainly then continued through additional discussion. Mr. Hanam specifically expressed disagreement with the proposal. Two other council members said that they did not feel they would be able to vote for it at the ballot, but did support sending this to a vote of the people. And there was continued concern about the challenges for the community of Sylvania if they did not have the opportunity to vote. Mr. Lutke moved to forward this to council for tonight's meeting. Mrs. Hussman seconded that, and that vote passed with a 5 yes and 1 no vote.
Thank you. Any additions to that from City Council, report of the Special Committee of the Whole? We do have representatives from TARDA here tonight, and Mark. We have some residents to speak on the issue. I'm not sure which way in every case.
Mr. Mayor, at this point, based on a conflict of interest, I would like to push back from the table.
We'll need a motion to that effect.
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded to allow Mr. Fry to withdraw from the table due to a conflict of interest as determined by the Ohio Ethics Commission. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Again, we have several guests in the audience. Mr. Gee, I don't know whether you wish to address any of the issues or like to hear some of our residents speak first. Well, why don't we let our residents speak? A couple of them talked to me out in the lobby. If any of you are willing to come on up, certainly come on up. Take your time getting here. That's fine. When you get to the podium, we'll need you to give your name and your address, and then speak at most a few minutes.
Good evening. My name is Cindy Shunk. My address is 5300 Fairmeadow Drive. And my reason for this is I want to talk about why I have youth charts and why it's important and why we should ultimately have the voters have a say in for the sales tax this November. I have been using TARP to Toledo Area Regional Transit Service since 2000, for 17 years. And I use them to transport to work and other social leisure activities. TARP is important to me because if we have a sales tax, it would definitely increase independence, not only for me with a visual impairment, but for other people in the county. They can go anywhere in the county that all of you can go to, sitting here in the audience here, who got here in their own vehicle tonight. countywide. Also, it should be noted that we are the only major metropolitan area in the whole state of Ohio that does not operate under a sales tax. Also, operating under sales tax means it's more equitable, and therefore anybody coming into the county to visit would also pay. It wouldn't just be restricted to property owners alone. I also want to mention that it attracts a younger crowd, millennials, who are moving here to start out life. They graduated from college in another city in Ohio. They should come here and be able to, if they use public transportation, it attracts them, and they should be able to use that countywide, just like city, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Dayton, etc. It would also help people with disabilities apply for more jobs in the region. Right now, restricted. I've missed out on some job opportunities because of that. I've had to restrict myself to certain areas in the community where jobs currently go. And that would also be, that would be changed if we get the sales tax enacted in November. It would also impact the people of the future who have disabilities or become aged, the state owned population who live here. They're going to have a disability, and they're not going to be able to drive anymore. They're going to want to get around. And they're going to want to be able to get around within the whole Lucas County region. They're not going to want to be restricted to one area, Sylvania, or Iowa Hills, or just those seven member jurisdictions. You want to go to everywhere. Or Springfield Township, etc. Fender Township. And the last thing I want to say is, if you want to vote, if you want to reinvent paratransit as we know it today, and you want to see people with disabilities getting around, just like all of you who can drive your own vehicle in the county, then I strongly urge all of you tonight to vote to pass the resolution to allow CARTA to appear in this year's November ballot. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cindy. Come on up. Again, we'll need your name and address before you start giving your point of view.
Can you all hear me?
Yep.
Yep. My name is Jim Etzel. I live at 5679 Monroe Street, Unit 207 in Sylvania, Ohio. And I am here to talk to you in support of Tara and its effort to put on the ballot a countywide tax levy so they can serve the entire county. Cindy's comments covered things pretty well. It will allow greater access and more freedom of mobility. And that's one of the reasons I came to Sylvania 18 years ago, because I became an employee at the Ability Center of Greater Toledo. And I was there for 16 years. I retired a couple of years ago, but I've been an advocate for approximately 40 years, so I've been doing this a long time. And allowing people the freedom to move about and live their lives September makes our community better. It makes our people better. And I strongly urge you to let the people have the right to make the decision on whether this should be on the ballot. I mean, that's the question. And I've been an old politician for a long time. One of my favorite books was written by the former Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill. And he told me that all politics was local. And he said every vote counts and every vote means something. And I think in thinking about that, that is why I really would urge you to let everybody have their say. And I think it would allow people a voice in government, which is what everybody talks about, having a voice in government. Well, you have a chance to let people exercise that voice in government and not extinguish it. So again, I implore you to allow the people to vote on this issue.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
We appreciate you making the effort to be here tonight, and I do remember you at the Ability Center when I was on the board years ago. You were a worker there, I recall.
Well, my mother remembers you.
Well, hopefully they're good memories.
She remembers you very fondly.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to come to the podium for or against this proposal from TARDA tonight? All right. Does council have any questions for Mr. Gee, who's taken the time to be here tonight? I believe there's a vote in Maumee tonight as well. Okay. Maumee was one of the two communities that didn't vote for it the last time, but you've chosen to be here. We appreciate that.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, thank you for allowing us to come in front of you again this evening to talk about the proposed ballot issue. And our hope that you allow us to be able to place this issue on the November ballot. We've been able to present a lot of information to you, and I know in terms of a plan, what we've given you is really a tactical plan. And it's a nuts and bolts look at expansion of TARPs and expansion of call arriving and what routes need to be extended. Having said that, it really is more of a tactical plan than a full-blown strategic plan. And what I would like to commit to you that if we do move forward, we will develop a strategy that really breaks the status quo of public transit in Northwest Iowa and breaks the perception of TARDA, breaks, you know, those old stereotypes that folks have about how we move folks in our region and how we move forward in the future. Technology is changing quite rapidly. We all see that every day. It's going to continue to change rapidly, and TARDA needs to continue to change with the times. Part of that is based on our funding, in essence, under a property tax that is constrained by a certain number of communities. We need to break that mold, but we need to also continue to break the meter mold of just how we think public transit in Northwest Iowa. So I would commit to you as members of council, and my board member standing next to me, we will certainly do that as we move forward.
I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time, and you asked a lot of great questions and had a lot of great conversations just regarding this topic. And I understand how important this is for everybody in the position that you're in and the decision that you're making how important public transportation is to our community. And so as we talk about the future, we talk about the plans and where we're going, and as Mr. Gee alluded to, you know, we have to have an idea of where are the city's needs, where's the city going, and then this was a gap that I recognized as a board member, as well as a representative of Sylvania, is that there's a certain need, that there's a disconnect, and maybe where we see and what we need, where we need to go. And I think that as we look at the future plan, that it truly needs to consider and needs to take into effect a task force, if you will, and a task force that looks at the future plan of the city of Sylvania and maps a public transportation overlay to that, and utilizing those dollars to come back through this new tax system that gives flexibility, freedom, and certainly, as you can see through Cindy and Jim's comments, how important connectivity is. Connectivity is incredibly important to our community. And when I say community, I also include Northwest Ohio. So we're part of that. And many of our businesses, many of our education systems, our healthcare systems all rely upon citizens in and outside of our community. Everybody benefits from greater connectivity. And the future plan of a task force is to really connect the two, bridge that gap between what maybe the perception of what public transportation is bringing to the community now, but what the community needs in the future. We have a lot of needs, and as the plan of the city of Sylvania includes a plan of managing an aging population, managing appealing to millennials, and as Jim mentioned, the reason we moved here is access to mobility and access to a great community. You've all done a wonderful job serving in your roles and taking, again, this very seriously. But as a resident, I really ask for that opportunity to vote. I want to have a say. I want to have an opportunity. I want to be able to control an element, which is sales tax, which is a component of my spending habits. I'd rather have that ability to control my spending versus a property tax where I really virtually have little to no control. So I really urge council members to take this very seriously and know that this is a bigger picture. And it's bigger than just Pennsylvania. By passing this resolution and giving us all opportunity to vote, we really give ourselves an opportunity to make something very special out of public transportation and be able to make those changes in the future. But it will require collaboration, it will require a task force that communicates very well, and I own that. So again, I thank everybody for their time and all their consideration for this. And again, I know this doesn't fall lightly on you. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions for our TARDA general manager or our representative on the TARDA board? Thank you for being here. Any comments from members of City Council before we proceed with the vote?
Well, I want to know if we're going to proceed with the vote. I'm certainly going to vote against considering this as an emergency measure. If we decide to consider it as an emergency measure, I will have additional comments on the motion itself.
All right, if there's no other Mayor, council, Mrs. Cappellini, I'm sorry, she put her hand up.
I just wanted to say that I support public transportation, and I know that it should ultimately be supported by sales tax. That's exactly what makes sense, but I want to be able to endorse the best possible plan here. I want the strategic plan, I want the vision, I want the task force, I want to see how it all lays out, but that's not what we have. We don't have a visionary plan here. We don't have anything close to that. And we're going to, if this goes to the voters and with one slim chance it passes, I'm not sure we'll have another chance to have our voice heard. I mean, we might not get another chance to say, hey, we want this to be better. We want a vision here. So I'm not saying no. I'm saying, get a really good visionary plan and come back in a year. I mean, you have still a lot of work to do to get this together. It's not ready to be put to the public. It's not something I would send out there to have somebody vote on. It's not, it's a skeleton.
Any other comments? Mr. Mishka?
Yes, Mayor, I will add a couple of things. I mean, we talked about this in committee last week, and, you know, I still have some of the same concerns, some of the things that Katie mentioned, I agree with. But I do think what's important is that in the last week or so, we've had a lot of good conversation, and we've had good conversation with TARDA. And I think it's important, no matter which way this goes, that we continue the conversation, right? In an ideal world, we would have had the conversation 6 months ago, and we would have gotten some feedback, and we would have had, you know, we would have had the plan that Katie's describing. You know, so if this passes, then we need to be back here having conversations so that we can have some input into what that should look like for us. And, you know, and we should have input from our citizens of what that should look like. And if it doesn't pass, then I don't think that means that we don't support public transportation, that we don't support TARDA. I really think that means it's just not the right time. And I think what we should do at that point, if it doesn't pass, is come back and have the conversation again so that we can put something together that will pass. And that's all I have, Mayor.
Mrs. Westfall.
Next. you know, I just want to thank you, Mr. Gee and Mr. Ludwig, for coming. It does seem as though you've listened to our comments. You've taken time to tell me that you're very willing to put in place some more strategic thinking and strategic direction, a plan for the future. It would be nice to have that at this moment in time, but for whatever reason, it's not here. I heard you, Mr. Ludwig, share with us that you are committed to a task force. You know, those are the sorts of things that I think show you're listening. Not that we expect that you could have that put together since our last meeting a few days ago, but I appreciate that. I also think that Sylvania has some unique things that we all need to consider. I thank the people who have joined us, Ms. Schunk and Mr. Etzel. We do have the Disability Center here, and we have special needs in the city of Sylvania that I think we all should be sensitive to, as well as Lourdes University and Flower Hospital. I do think we oftentimes hear people saying, well, the buses are empty or I don't see them. But as I shared in one of our small committee meetings, I have three neighbors who use TARDA to get back and forth to work every single day, all year round, in the rain and the snow, and they are depending on it. In addition to that, which I didn't go into, is that my parents are very senior. I'm blessed to still have them with me. They're 90 and 91. All of their friends have passed. But as I watch them age, they all used TARPs and were able to stay in their homes. Literally, four of my parents' best friends survived the last 10 years of their lives in their apartments and in their homes because of TARPs. So we thank you for that, and I think all we can do to advance that in a bigger and better way is important. I do think we need vision, we need strategy, we need you to be thinking about what does transportation in our area look like, in our region look like in 2030 and beyond, and I have confidence that you can do that. I think that you have been perhaps had your financial position hold you back in terms of that kind of vision, but we're depending on you to do that, and we'll hold your feet to the fire if this passes. Certainly at this point in time, I am in support of allowing the voters to make that decision, but I do think that there's work in front of us.
Anybody else? No obligation to speak.
Go ahead. I'll be last.
Okay, well, that's fine. I think I said most of what I wanted to say at the hearing last week, the committee meeting, and that's certainly on the record. I do think I really appreciate Cindy and Jim being here. I think they were able to put a finer point on my comments about how public transportation and TARDA really is a critical part of the well-being of many people who live here in Sylvania. I also appreciate, actually, Mr. Gee, you coming here and offering, showing that you, I think, heard some of the things that we talked about last week, the fact that we don't see a strategic plan, a strategic vision for how this money is going to be spent. You called it transactional, like it's basically a spending plan. I've gotten a lot of calls and notes this week from folks, especially including some people in this room, who have a serious issue with the sales tax per se, and I appreciate that. But fundamentally, I believe that it is not the responsibility of four or five elected officials to keep a significant civic matter like this off the ballot. That was my point a week ago. I continue to hold firm on that. But that said, I think that a big issue that you're hearing from many of the council members up here is a trust factor, that once we let go of this issue and vote it potentially in the affirmative, we don't have any more control over what you're going to do, right? You're going to go off and run your campaign and potentially win an election, and we'll never be able to lay our hands on the process at TARDA again until the next time you want money. So I guess my question to you, Jim, is whether you would be willing to initiate a planning process, a strategic visioning process now, before the election, to begin to let the community have some sense of what you're thinking and how it's going to, how the process is going to proceed. You've got 4 months. That's a lifetime in corporate America, right? Our corporations make decisions on a dime quicker than that. And so I guess my question is, would you and your board be willing to start a strategic planning process that would incorporate perhaps input from all of our community stakeholders, all of the folks that you're asking to join them in Lucas County, and begin that process right away? I think that would be a show of commitment that might be able to bridge the confidence gap that some of us have with you all right now. I'll wait for your phone call tomorrow morning. That's it, Mr. Mayor. I really do believe that this is something that needs to go to the ballot. I think it's our civic responsibility as council members to do that.
Thank you. Mrs. Hussman, if you'd like to speak.
I would like to speak. I could read you what I wrote about 2 hours ago. Three, I guess. And I've gone back and forth a dozen times since. My first inclination earlier this afternoon was to let the voters decide. Upon further thought, I didn't think TARDA is presenting that you haven't presented us your best work. And I think that's what Mark and Jason and everyone is looking for, your best work. We're not there yet. Can we be there? With Mr. Lutke's idea, I think we have a chance, with Mr. Key saying, yes, absolutely, absolutely. I'm writing that down. So earlier today I wrote, I am voting no. I'm going to change that. And I'm going to say, I will vote yes. The same thing goes what I told you a few days ago, is I want the sales tax to support you. I think this is too much, and I am concerned about that. But I'll let the voters decide, and you will have to do your due diligence to sell this to the voters, I think, because it's a lot. It's a very high tax, and I don't think anybody really wants it. But do we want to support regional transportation? Yes. That's never been a question. I believe in that strongly. I believe it is an economic driver, and this area needs that. But it needs to be a good system, and it needs to have the money that comes to you, whichever way it comes to you, be well spent and used to help the people that really need the help. So with that flip-flop, I will vote yes today. I won't promise November. You're going to show me in the next few months that I should vote yes in November.
All right.
Mr. Mayor, I have a couple of comments. First, I just want to say that it's good to hear our representatives from TARTA promise that they're going to do something that they've been able to do for a long time. It's interesting that a couple of years ago, when I proposed that we join with Sylvania Township and put on the ballot an issue about whether we would remain in TARTA, that this council was opposed to letting the people vote on that issue. But now we want to throw the vote outside of Sylvania, where we know Sylvania will have no significant impact on the countywide election. I shared those numbers with you. In the presidential election, 200,000 people voted in Lucas County, about 10,000 of them for Sylvania. So we're just going to defer our decision to the city of Toledo, which had 113,000 votes. City of Toledo has served dramatically differently than the city of Sylvania is by this. But and for those of you that are here with special needs and disabilities, let me just suggest to you that TARTA has the capability today, without any change, to provide you countywide TARP service. It costs less than 4% of their annual revenues to provide countywide service. They choose not to. A cynic would suggest that they choose not to because you are their best political statement in favor of TARTA. I firmly believe that my neighbors here in the community support TARTA, and they support TARTA because they're very interested in being sure that people who need transportation, either because of economic challenges or physical challenges, have access to good public transportation. That's not what this is about. This is not about providing enhanced transportation to the people in our community that most need it. Sylvania residents don't want TARTA in large measure. They do not use public transportation, and they are totally free to do so. They choose not to, but they've historically supported it because they want to make sure that folks with disabilities and the low income in our community have access to transportation. I wish TARTA shared that same interest, because they've had ability for a long time to provide you with countywide TARP service. And it's just a matter of them reprioritizing their expenditures, abandoning things like the Walleye Shuttle and the Mud Hen Express and the underutilized fixed route, fixed schedule bus routes. They're going to spend more money on buses under their plan than they're going to spend on you. They're going to spend more, but they're going to triple our tax next year. TARTA will collect almost $40 million in taxes in the first year of this tax, most of which they're going to spend not on providing services to the disabled and to the low-income folks in the community, but they're going to spend it on new equipment, and they're going to spend it on drivers. They're going to spend it on enhancing their the TARTA world. So please understand, I am not against TARTA. I am not opposed to TARTA. I think TARTA is largely misguided and is living in a world that doesn't meet the needs of our community. And it hasn't been meeting the needs for a long time. We've talked about this before. We've heard these promises before. TARTA has not delivered on the promises to provide enhanced and improved transportation to the disabled and to the folks that need it in this community. I think this is a terrible time to give TARDA more money when they don't have a vision and they haven't demonstrated that they're able to have a vision. So I'm way too wrapped up in this. You know, I know that it's appealing to say we need to throw, you know, we want the voters to decide this. Well, my neighbors don't get to decide it, and that I know. And I also know that our interests in this community are not served by this proposal, and that's why I'm going to vote no.
Okay, hearing no other comments, I remind all of you that you need to vote your conscience. Mr. Hanum just spoke eloquently why he's going to vote no. But I think you need to know tonight where I stand on this issue, because it appears I'm going to have a vote tonight. For the first time in 22 years, it appears I'll have to cast a vote to break a tie. So you're going to hear why I do support this issue. First off, you need to remember that Sylvania voters have always supported TARDA levies. We have never voted against one in Sylvania, and we have always supported them, or most of the time supported them, with a greater margin in Sylvania than they're supported in the city of Toledo. That's how much Sylvania supports TARDA. It's because people in Sylvania do need TARDA. We help our people that need, without disabilities or low income, or that want to come to our hospital or come to Lourdes University. That's an important fact for you to remember. Secondly, you're not being asked to endorse this levy tonight. You're being asked to allow the voters to vote on it. I don't know how you can justify not allowing the voters to vote on something that your residents in the past always have voted on. You're not representing them if you don't let the people vote on it. If it is a bad proposal, the voters will sort it out between now and November. There are competing issues on the ballot which might not bode well for any issues. The Lucas County Jail property tax clutters up with another large assessment of Lucas County voters. But remember that this ballot proposal, if it passes in its current form, does not cost our residents additional tax dollars on average. TARDA's produced figures that say it might save a little bit. I'm not sure exactly where those fall. Those are generalized numbers. But the city of Sylvania will have dollars returned to our community to help with our streets, about $450,000. So that does help our budget and helps our residents. Well, where are all these extra dollars coming from? We're going to go from $13 million to $30 million. If it's not costing the residents of Sylvania any more money, who is it costing people more money? Not Maumee, yes, in Oregon, yes, in seven or eight townships, but as Mr. Hanum has pointed out, the city of Toledo greatly overshadows all those other votes and could pass this at the ballot. Well, they might, but I remind you that visitors to Lucas County are going to pay about 30% of this tax. I wish they were paying 30% of the zoo cost. I wish they were paying 30% of some of our other county levies. We pay very high property taxes in Lucas County, but it's because we support our people and our issues. I think that when you cast your ballots tonight, you are casting a ballot whether you think the voters are intelligent enough to sort out these issues. TARDA's going to need to respond to it. You're not being asked to endorse the levy tonight. You're being asked to pass it along and only add Lucas County as a TARDA member, which will allow Lucas County to put this issue on the ballot. For you to take a position that you are smarter than those 300,000 or 400,000 people is just unbelievable to me, especially when your own residents have supported all these TARDA issues over the past. So understand that if it does come to a tie vote and I have to cast my first vote in 22 years, I'll vote for TARDA.
Mr. Mayor, let me respond to that, because I can justify this. And here's how I justify it. It's not that I'm smarter. It's that I understand from talking to my neighbors that they don't support this proposal. And they have been very clear with me that they don't want it to go to the city of Toledo to be overridden. They don't want this on the ballot. So I believe I am serving my constituents by demanding that TARDA put forth a better proposal before we throw this out to the voters, a proposal that serves the interests of Sylvania. And what I don't understand is how we can all sit around here and say, we think this proposal is inappropriate. We wouldn't support it at the ballot, but we would throw our opportunity away to speak for our neighbors and to protect them from a countywide vote where their voice would not be heard. So we can agree that we mutually disagree about this.
You definitely should vote against it, Mr. Hanum, just as you did the last time a sales tax issue for TARDA was on the ballot. However, my contacts in the community are not saying the same thing you are and your neighbors are, and history is not saying the same thing either.
Ridership speaks louder. People speak louder with their feet than they do in emails, although I've gotten a lot of emails on both sides of this issue. The fact is that our neighbors, by and large, do not ride TARDA. Do not use, do not, let me finish, Mr. Mayor.
It goes to all the residents of the city of Sylvania.
The vast majority of the residents of Sylvania do not use TARDA. Well, it's available to them. And the folks that need it use it, and that's why we support it. We're not talking about cutting off TARDA. We're talking about dramatically expanding its budget. Next year, they're going to collect $40 million in tax revenues. The year after that and every year thereafter, they're going to collect $30 million. Right now, they're collecting less than 13, and they're not serving the community that we most want them to serve and the reason why we vote for TARDA. They could serve the disabled community countywide today, and they've had that ability for years. Let me suggest that if they did that, though, they'd lose their strongest political argument for expanding TARDA countywide. The only reason that Sylvania residents will support it is because they care about the people that we've heard speak here tonight. And I do too. I want more from TARDA. This is our only opportunity to demand they give us more. And if we pass this on tonight, we deserve what we'll get, which, if passed as prologue, is something significantly less than what we deserve and what we want for our neighbors.
Thank you, Mr. Hanum. There's no further discussion. I think it's time to introduce. Yes. I wish you'd come up earlier when we invited public comment.
Well, I was trying to keep my mouth shut. But, you know, sometimes I do need to say something. Carolyn Huber, 5300 Brandy Lane, Sylvania. I am a person who very much believes in letting the voters have the right to decide the issue. This is about the only time I can think of, and I assume that you've all read my email that I sent out. Okay. This is about the only time that I don't think that that's a good idea. And what I don't understand is why tonight I have heard nothing about the fact that TARDA can put this before you next year, when it will be possible by law for them to go for 0.10% increments, where now they can only do a 0.5% and get much more money than they do. What's wrong with waiting 1 year? It's not going to take away any service that is presently there. Nobody's going to be harmed if you wait a year. And I believe Mr. Hanum is absolutely right that this will pass. It will go on the ballot in November because of the city of Toledo. memory is not as great as it used to be, but I certainly remember being here in city council many times over the past 10 years when Tarda made promises of strategic plans and everything else, and you still don't have one. So why on earth not wait 1 year, let them come back to you next year with a strategic plan and 10% increments? They can put 0.20 on the ballot, 0.30, whatever will generate the amount of money you think they ought to have. And let us vote next year when they've got a plan and a reasonable amount of money. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any further comments? Now that the public, we appreciate the public's comments, but they should not have the last word at this table.
Right. Now, Mr. Mayor, I'm wondering if you might be able to have the law director walk us through legislatively what our options might be tonight.
Okay.
Because we have several things that could happen, right? I think under the rules of council, we need five votes to pass this as an emergency measure, correct?
However, if it passes with only four votes, it just doesn't take effect for 30 days. It still passes.
Aha. It
just doesn't take effect immediately.
Okay. That's there. That answers my question. Thank you.
So four
but
votes.
Just so it's clear, I'm not going to agree to waive the second and third reading.
And we'll have two additional meetings.
Yeah, that's a vote, right? We have to vote to either
that
waive
is,
it or not.
That's the first vote.
And so that's the point. So if we put it up to a vote, we need and we don't have the votes to waive the second and third readings, we'll have to have two special meetings of council.
It would not be surprising at all. When there's contested votes, we usually do vote on them three times.
Mm-hmm. And so we would schedule two special meetings for those votes, correct?
We need to get them done, Mr. Yee, before August 1st or so?
August 9th is the deadline of the board of elections, but we do need that. We do need to have a Tarda board meeting to file the last resolution from the Tarda board to place it on the ballot.
If we do not consider this as an emergency measure, we are beyond that date. We cannot pass this 4-3 and have it take effect in time. I'm sorry, 4-2.
Mr. Gee, I think you'd have to check with your attorney over that. It would have passed Sylvania City Council with less than the 5-voter supermajority. I assume that'll satisfy your legislative needs. It'll take effect before the election happens. Now, you'll have to confirm that. Okay. Any further questions?
No.
Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 6-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. A resolution amending the resolutions previously adopted which created the Toledo Area Regional Transit Authority, TARTA, by 1, adding Lucas County as a member of TARTA, 2, eliminating TARTA's 2.5 mil property taxes and substituting a 0.5% sales and use tax, 3, allocating 2/3 of the tax collected to TARTA to directly fund its operations and 1/3 to other local governmental entities for the installation, maintenance, and improvement of mass transit-related infrastructure, and 4, providing a new mechanism for withdrawal from membership in TARTA, provided that such changes are contingent upon voter approval of the new TARTA funding system at the November 7th, 2017 general election, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded that resolution number 6-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. Would the clerk please call the roll? Abstaining.
No.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Vukey?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
No.
Mrs.
Yes.
Vote is 3-3. The mayor casts the vote, fourth vote, so it passes 4-3. We can read by title only, I assume. Mr. Hanem, are you going to contest that as well?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Let's read the whole thing then. Excuse me, we just had a vote not to consider it as an emergency measure. We had 3 no votes on it. This issue is done for the evening unless you want to do a first reading.
We have to do a first
reading.
You don't
get to vote, by the way, Mr. Mayor.
What are you talking about? Have you read our charter?
I have. You don't get to vote.
I vote to break all ties.
There's no tie.
Yes, there was. There's 3-3.
No, there's no tie on a vote to consider as an emergency measure.
There is a vote to, but the vote was also to read by title only.
Excuse me, yeah, to vote as an emergency measure, and that failed because 3 of our council members voted against considering it as an emergency measure.
The vote for 5 comes to pass as an emergency measure, not to waive the second and third readings. Let me recite the motion to you again. The motion is to read by title only and waive the second and third readings. The next motion will be to pass as an emergency measure. That's where it takes 5 votes. There was just a 3-3 vote, which I voted to break. That is my responsibility as mayor to do it, and that motion passes. We can read by title only, and we can waive the second and third readings. If we do not pass it as an emergency measure, we need to come back 2 more times to vote on it.
We just voted against declaring it as an emergency measure.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
You voted, I'll just say it again.
I understand.
The motion was to read title only and waive the second and third readings. The next motion is to pass as an emergency measure.
Right.
What is unclear there, Mr. Hanem?
Go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
Let's have a first reading. To be sure of that, let's read it in its entirety.
I don't object to your reading it by title only.
All right. So tonight constitutes a first reading. No, we need to vote against the next resolution. I need a motion to pass as an emergency measure.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 6 be passed as an emergency measure. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capellini?
No.
Mr. Hanem?
No.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
No.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
The vote is 3-3. The mayor casts a vote to make it 4-3. However, that does not meet the necessity of 5 votes for an emergency measure. So at this time, I recommend that council select 2 council meeting dates to come back and fulfill its duty regarding this resolution.
And Mr. Mayor, we need at least 24 hours to notice those meetings, correct?
I believe that's correct. Did you hear that? 24-hour notice to notice a meeting.
I'm going to vote against. Yes. Mr. Mayor, I will vote against scheduling a special meeting on this.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Doug.
I will vote against scheduling a special meeting on this.
That's well within your rights, sir.
And how many votes do we need to schedule a special meeting?
I would assume you need a simple majority.
I don't know. I don't have the charter with me. I'm going to pull it up.
Actually, I think the president of the council or the mayor can themselves call for a special meeting. I don't think there's a vote to have a special meeting.
You're correct.
We're just trying to pick the dates.
You can schedule one.
Yes, I don't think there's a vote.
But you'll need a quorum to attend.
That's a good question. So 3 members of, well, Mr. Fry can come, but he's going to push away from the table. All right. Let's look at our calendars. Law director, I think, has confirmed we need 24-hour notice before we can schedule a meeting. So tomorrow morning doesn't work. Wednesday morning could work. Thursday morning can work.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I am out of town after Wednesday morning at 9:30.
When do you return?
Monday.
Well, that's soon enough.
Well, okay, just want to let you know.
The first meeting on that Wednesday?
Well, you can have a meeting on Wednesday morning, right? At 8?
Does that work for other members of council?
Which one? 8?
8 o'clock, 8.
We need to do two. How many meetings?
8:30.
How many meetings do we need? 3?
2.
8 or 8:30?
Is it possible to do it earlier than that?
I think it's hard for her to get it scheduled. She can't get notice before 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wednesday, July 19th. Oh, no, that's today. No, that's my board meeting. Today's Wednesday, July 19th.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's a meeting? Okay.
What time?
8:30, Wednesday, July 19th. And then you're back, Mr. Lukey, on July 24th, correct?
Correct.
So the second meeting could be scheduled for Tuesday, July 25th.
Well, we could do it on the 24th, too.
Are you back that day?
Yeah.
So you're arriving back. Okay. The 24th is, the 24th or 25th?
That's fine.
I think we can do something early that day because we're planning time to know. So if 7:30 works for you better, we could do that. Does that make a difference?
It does, yeah.
So 7:30 on?
Is there a preference to the 24th or the 25th in people's schedules?
Yeah, I have a conflict on the 25th.
Is it possible to do it in one of the evenings so that it doesn't cut in?
Yeah, 24th, pick a time.
I can't do it the evening of the 24th, but could do it the evening of the 25th.
If we did it late enough.
5:30?
No, I, either earlier or later.
6?
5 or 7.
7? 7 o'clock on Tuesday, July 25th.
That's PM.
PM. Good confirmation.
What time is the meeting on Wednesday?
The meeting on Wednesday is 8:30.
All right, we will have the clerk post those two meetings. One for Wednesday, July 19th at 8:30 a.m. in these council chambers. And a second meeting on Tuesday, July 25th at 7 p.m. in these council chambers.
And Mr. Mayor, one more time, what outcome do we need to move this legislation along? Assuming that Mr. Fry is going to continue to be conflicted out. We need a simple majority? We need 4.
I think we need 4 members of council to attend.
No, oh, I get that. That's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is when we vote on the proposition, it passes with a simple majority? 4?
Because we're not doing this.
Yep.
But both meetings it has.
I understand. Okay.
And just to clarify, because we seem to be in somewhat uncharted territory in terms of at least our experience levels. From here, we did the first, we're likely to do a first reading.
No, we did a first reading tonight. There'll be a second reading.
So on the.
And no vote will be necessary.
There'll be no vote.
That's correct.
And on the 25th, there'll be a third reading and a vote.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. And not to be opportunistic, because I had no way that this was going to turn out this way, but Mr. Gee, wouldn't that be inappropriate for you to start a strategic process between now and the evening of the 25th? I think that would be a show of good faith on the part of Tarda and its board to get the strategic visioning process moving.
All right.
And Mayor, can I ask one more question?
Certainly.
Sorry. Given that we've done a first reading and that the resolution is already ahead of us, I assume that there's no opportunity for Tarda to readjust the plan with 0.1% increments as well, right?
Not until next year is my understanding. Is that correct, Jim? Yeah. That law, that's part of the state budget bill and does not take effect until next year.
How However, if they did do that, we may not have to move forward with the second and third reading if they introduced an alternative ordinance or a resolution. Could we consider that as well?
Well, I don't... Sharing legislation. I don't think this...
Because the other municipalities have the same thing in front of them.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Any further discussion? It's probably time to move on to the next issue then. Thank you all for attending that are getting up to leave. We still have agenda items ahead of us.
My.
All right, we are up to agenda item 6. There are 3 annual assessment ordinances here. It's my understanding, Mrs. Booker, that none of these are an increase. They are all extensions of existing assessments.
That is correct.
Okay. There are 3, and we'll go through them by committee. The first one is proposed ordinance 51-2017 to assess a special tax for ditch maintenance. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 51-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Ordinance 51-2017, to assess a special tax upon the lots and lands described in the schedule referred to herein to pay a part of the cost and expense of providing for the construction, maintenance, repair, cleaning, and enclosing open drainage ditches within the corporate limits of the City of Sylvania for the year ending December 31st, 2017, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 51-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 51-2017.
Second.
We moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 51-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 51-2017 is approved. The second of these assessment ordinances is ordinance 52-2017, a special tax for tree maintenance. Mrs. Cappellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 52-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. To assess a special tax upon the lots and lands described in the schedule referred to herein to pay part of the cost and expense of providing for the removal and special treatment of shade trees for the purpose of controlling blight and disease of same, and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing shade trees in and along the streets and within public right-of-way of the city for the year ending December 31st, 2017, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
We moved and seconded that ordinance 52-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you. I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 52-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 52-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 52-2017 is approved. The last of three ordinances is 53-2017. Okay, are we all right now?
Talking about me pushing back in front of the table?
Yeah. Let the minutes note that Mr. Fry rejoined the table at the end of the TARDA discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, the third of these ordinances is 53-2017, assessing a special tax for street lighting. Mr. Fry, glad you're back at the table.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 53-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. An ordinance approving the assessments heretofore authorized by resolution number 3-2017 for street lighting, levying said assessments, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 53-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 53-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 53-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 53-2017 is approved. Agenda item 7 has to do with city-owned property at 4827 Holland-Sylvania Road, known as the Baptist Church property that the city bought a few years ago. We have a report from the service director concerning bids taken to demolish that structure. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We received our requested quotes from six contractors to demolish the existing church building. And as you can see in the letter, we received quotes from three of them. They're pretty well scattered as far as costs are concerned. We have double checked with Saladine Trucking and Excavating to make sure they're comfortable with their bid, and they are. And we've done, the city has done work with Saladine Trucking in the past. I have an even longer history with them on some other projects, and they're a good contractor and do good work, so I'm comfortable with having them perform the project. Their quote for the demolition was an even $48,000. I just remind you that we had an additional $26,880 for asbestos removal that council previously approved for the demolition. So the total cost of the demolition of the site is $74,880. But tonight before you is the Soundbind Trucking contract for $48,000, and we would recommend approval.
Just to clarify, Mr. Aller, DMD Environmental is doing the actual labor or getting the contractors to remove the asbestos, not just manage it from a reporting standpoint.
That's correct. Midwest Environmental is actually performing the asbestos removal, and the 26880 includes that work as well as the project oversight on the part of DMD Environmental.
All right, very good.
Mr. Aller, just out of curiosity, if this is approved, what do you anticipate the time frame of demolition occurring?
We're still working on the project, the project schedule through our police department did some training in there in the abandoned building, and our fire department is currently doing some training in there. So they'll finish that up this week. I'm waiting on a timeline from DMD, environmental and the asbestos removal. The demolition contract, Salamine has indicated that they can come in as soon as it's available. Just trying to get the asbestos removal.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Mr. Aller? We need an ordinance 54-2017 introduced. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 54-2017. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only, accepting the proposal of Salem Bean Trucking and Excavating for the demolition of the city's property at 4827 Holland-Sylvania Road, Sylvania, Ohio, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $48,000, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
And moved and seconded that ordinance number 54-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 54-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 54-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 54-2017 is approved. Moving to the second page of our agenda, we're up to agenda item 8. We have a report from the service director concerning change order number 3, the final change order for the 2016 sanitary lining project. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project was a joint project with the Lucas County Sanitary Engineer's Office, and in back in May, when we brought the second change order to you for approval, there was an increase of approximately $10,000, but we had indicated at that time that some of the work in the original contract would not be performed, and as part of some adjustments that Lucas County made to their portion of the project. That non-performance of those work items, coupled with final quantity adjustments on the contract, results in a net decrease on this third and final change order of a little over $27,000, $27,176.95. So even with the first two change orders, the additional costs that were associated with that, we actually end up with a net decrease on the project. The original contract was for $560,396.50, and we actually reduced the final project will be $558,563.85. So a net decrease in the contract. We were able to get many of our sanitary sewers that had heavy infiltration and joint concerns, as well as several of our manholes, that some of the old brick manholes that we still have in town and things of that nature. We were able to get those lined with new material and basically have brand new pipes and manholes, if you will, with this work. So money well spent in the world of sanitary sewers, and we would recommend approval of the final change order.
And what it is. All right, thank you. We have ordinance.
All kidding aside, though, this is the type of proactive maintenance that our neighbors expect from us that not all communities do. So I appreciate, I think I mentioned this before, I appreciate you bringing this to us. This is time and money well spent.
We have ordinance 55-2017 to approve this final change order. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 55-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number 3, final, to the city's agreement with Instuform Technologies USA, LLC, for the 2016 sanitary sewer lining project, which reflects the actual work performed on this project, decreasing the contract amount by $27,176.95, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 55-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of ordinance number 55-2017.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 55-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance 55-2017 is approved. Agenda item 9. Is a report, service director's report on River Trail, Sylvania River Trail Phase 2, and requests to bid. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have received approval from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in regards to our Clean Ohio Trails Fund grant, and we anticipate receiving that same approval from the same organization in regards to our capital appropriation or Senate Bill 310 funds. We should be receiving that very soon. Spent much of the day today either in emails or phone conversations with that office in Columbus, and we would anticipate those agreements coming to us prior to our August 21st meeting, which was our next regularly scheduled meeting. And because of that, it would be our request that that the clerk of council be authorized to advertise for bids as soon as we do receive that approval. That way we can move forward and not lose that anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks, depending on when we get those agreements, be able to move forward with this project and receive bids. I would anticipate a month of bidding process because it is a pretty large project, and typically on the larger ones we give the contractors a little more time. as a rule of thumb, we always say it takes about a month for some of the insurance and bonding stuff to get straightened out. So I would anticipate that we would be coming to you for approval in that mid-September meeting, and then construction would start towards the end of October on the project. The engineer's estimate on the project is $2,413,186. And it is our hope to be able to make December to September 6th meeting, but depending on when those agreements come, we may not be able to come to you until the second meeting, September, for approval. I would remind you that those grants that I mentioned to you above, the Clean Ohio Trails Fund is $850,000 in grant funds that we're receiving, and the Senate Bill 310 funds is $400,000 that we'll be receiving from them. So that is 1.25. We are receiving another $400,000 from Flower Hospital, so we're at 1.65. So our contribution based on the estimates is a little under $800,000 towards this project at this stage.
Very good. Mr. Aller, there's ODOT work underway right now on the bridges of US 23 over 10 miles, the Ottawa River there. I assume that isn't going to impact our bidding or our project.
No, will not have any impact. We had a meeting with ODOT to check on what their work was, what it involved, and if it would impact our project at all, and there was no impact. So.
Good. Thank you. So we are looking for a motion to allow this project to be advertised for bids. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to make a motion that we send Sylvania River Trail Phase 2 out to bid.
Second. Moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for the Sylvania River Trail Phase 2. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good bidding, Mr. Aller. Let's hope for good bids. Moving on to agenda item 10. You have in front of you proposed ordinance 56-2017. This is a proposed change due to a retirement of the chief prosecutor expected early next year, and to allow some overlap between the outgoing chief prosecutor and a replacement. Mrs. Priney.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Pizik is retiring. His effective retirement date won't be till the end of January. However, he'll be off for that month, and then he's taking the rest of his vacation time for this year in the fall and winter. So I just thought in the best interest of efficiency and transition, it would be best for the new will be chief prosecutor in February 2018 to start full-time August 1st and allow can start moving forward with the transition. And so the overlap is only going to be from August to February 1st, and then it'll just be the same structure as it is now currently, with one full-time chief prosecutor and two part-time assistant prosecutors.
Question, Mr. Mayor? Can I assume that we have or what should I assume, that we have or have not selected a new prosecutor yet?
We have selected the new
I'm not aware of that.
Chief
Who would
prosecutor,
that be?
Christy Cole. She currently serves as one of the assistants in the prosecutor's office, and she's done an excellent job for when she was hired 3 years ago, and she's been working 12 hours a week. We have two parts, one 16-hour per week and one 12-hour per week. She's worked the 12-hour per week slot and has done an outstanding job. So,
thank you.
Yep.
Any further questions for the law director's proposal?
Leslie, this is an incremental expenditure. Was this in the budget?
It was. Okay. Yep, we did provide, or I did include in my budget some overlap time at the salary rate that's provided, and it will be the prosecutor's current salary is it will be approximately a $25,000 to $30,000 savings next year.
That's why, that was my next question.
Yes, yes.
Because I remember that number was higher than that.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. We have ordinance E56-2017 to put this in place. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 56-2017. Copies have been made available previously to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 131.01, Department of Law, Director, Division of Prosecution, to add a full-time prosecutor for the period from August 1st, 2017 through January 31st, 2018, at which time the additional full-time prosecutor shall be eliminated. Amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 139.03E3 to set the salary of the prosecutor at $80,000 annually, and to change the salary of the chief prosecutor to $80,000 annually effective February 1st, 2018, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 56-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 56-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 56-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 56-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 11, committee reports. We have three committees to report to you this evening, starting with the Employee and Community Relations Committee from a meeting held on June 30th and another meeting on July 7th. Mr. Lukey.
Right, Mr. Mayor. Both meetings were held in part to review two pieces of legislation to kind of streamline various aspects of the committee's accountability. One related to a more explicit description of the process for community organizations to apply for city funds. You may remember that this is a function of the committee. We had a substantial set of issues a number of years ago when we didn't quite have the budget resources that we have today in terms of reviewing the various organizations that receive city funding. We thought that it was would be helpful to have a specific request policy, and that's in front of council members tonight. I apologize that it wasn't in the packet from Friday, but it basically makes more specific the criteria for organizations to apply for funding. This is not a guarantee of funding, but it allows them to have a timeline by which they need to submit requests and a more specific guideline for the committee to use to recommend to council. So when we're done here, we'll come back to Resolution 7-2017 for a proposed vote. In addition to that, though, we talked about a process to make appointments, a streamlined process to make appointments that council has to the city's boards and commissions. There was a little bit of discussion about that, not total agreement, but at the second meeting on July 7th, it became clear that we do have a functional issue with one of the boards that we appoint to, and that's the Historic District Commission. They are going through a strategic planning process this summer, and it looks like they may be incorporating their operations with several other local organizations, and that would change the nature of their board potentially and change the role that council might have in making those appointments. So rather than exempting the Historic District Commission from the legislation, we decided to table that legislation until later in the year, until after the Historic District Commission can have its meetings. And so we would expect that to come back to council at the end of this year or maybe early next year. So that's the second piece of that. The third thing that we looked at, and this was sort of the toy department part of our meeting, was hearing back from our designers on the 2018 City of Sylvania calendar. We've retained Danny and Ray this year to come back and help us with the calendar again. Bill, I think you have some things to show us. Is that right?
Well, that was
down here.
Yeah, the ads.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, that's a different thing. Right, okay, sure. So anyway, they're well on their way. They're going to come back to us when they have some graphics to present to us. The theme this year is Bill, help me with this.
Trees.
The trees, right, a key off of the fact that we are the tree city. And so there'll be a tree motif in the calendar this year. I think you'll find it quite appropriate. So they're proceeding, and we'll have a show and tell for council in the next month or so. And then finally, and this is not actually a specific part of the committee's discussion, but an element of the committee's accountability, Mr. Sanford became aware, and we became aware, that a number of City of Sylvania institutions were rated very highly on a local survey of local institutions. And in fact, to the point where we felt that it was appropriate to secure some advertising to support and communicate that fact. So we did, in fact, buy several advertisements in the Advantage, City Paper and the Senior Living newspaper. And Bill, we have those here.
Yes, Mark, and I think you got the heads up on it, and the administration agreed with you that this would be a good thing to look into. And it was the publishers of the City Paper, who also do Mature Living, and Sylvania scored very highly in their surveys about different, you know, best downtown, other veterinarian, florist, all kinds of restaurants and things. And so there were two separate ads, one in Mature Living that's been out a couple weeks now, and it just said that it's no secret, the votes were tallied in Sylvania, has been voted best suburban downtown. So that was one of the ads, and very similar one in the City Paper that came out, I think, last week, and same type, just a little twist on that. So it was a good thing to take advantage of. Cost us about, the ads, probably about $1,500. I've got extra copies of it, too, if you would like.
I appreciate the administration's quick turnaround on this. It was clearly an opportunity that we didn't want to lose, and I think I've gotten some good comments from some of the folks that I travel with, and hopefully you all have too.
It's very good news. There's wonderful dynamics going on in our community, and especially the downtown. The younger leadership that stepped in is doing a wonderful job on a number of fronts right now.
Right. So that's my report, Mr. Mayor. Do you want to have me introduce Resolution 7? 2017
now. We can certainly do it right now if
that
you
way
prefer.
We keep it nice and tidy.
Yep.
I'd like to introduce resolution number 7, 2017. Copies have been made available previously to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. A resolution of the council of the City of Sylvania adopting a funding request policy, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. We moved and seconded that resolution number 7, 2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of Resolution 7, 2017.
Second.
We moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 7, 2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Resolution 7, 2017 is approved. Okay, if we're ready, we'll move on to 11B. This is Committee of the Whole meetings regarding Main Street Reconstruction Project, June 30th and July 12th. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Correct, on June 30th and July 12th, we had discussions on the Main Street Reconstruction and the Monroe Street Bridge. On the 30th, we really stayed primarily focused on the Main Street Reconstruction. Mr. Aller, actually I should say Mr. Shaw, walked us through some slides showing us some options of Main Street streetscapes, and we had some discussion around grass, trees, and lawns, and decorative stamps. There was quite a lot of information to digest, and we decided at that point in time to really to have council members individually identify their top three preferred options, submit those into Mr. Aller, and then report back at another meeting that we scheduled for July 12th. We did not have an opportunity at that point in time to step into a discussion about the Main Street bridge reconstruction over US 23. We put that on hold to our next meeting. So then we gathered again on July 12th, at which time we again touched base on the Main Street reconstruction, and we also were able to have a quick review of the Main Street bridge reconstruction over US 23. That was very cursory, just a quick introduction, so we were familiar with what was going on. That particular portion of the meeting, we were very clear that that was not something that needed decisions until much later. I did not write that down. I think it was more like 2021 or something along that line. Does that sound right, Mr.?
That's the construction season.
Yeah. So, but we did spend quite a bit of time talking again about the Main Street streetscape. Something of interest, I thought, just for note, is that the project is a $695,000 project. 50% of that will be funded through federal grants and 39% through state grants, which puts 11% funded through the city. But we were, as a result, placed in a pretty tight timeline. This project moved up from 2021 to 2018, and there's a very tight timeline for when we need to make decisions about moving forward. Mr. Aller did present a slideshow showing a summary of council members' feedback and built some consensus around, you know, what the different looks might be. And he did share with us that he had not heard from Edison, but it seemed unlikely that we would be able to move the poles. Not only was Edison a complication, but the Frontier phone wires would be a challenge. We definitely did identify a few things that felt consistent, few consistent themes. Mr. Aller felt like he could move forward based on our discussion, and he did commit to us that we would have the opportunity to see some options for stamped concrete and design moving forward. We did have a discussion about how very important it would be to make sure that any of the aesthetic elements that are put into that streetscape area be very thoughtfully identified and put in place so that they could be carried in a theme-like way through downtown and perhaps through SoMo to the other parts of our Sylvania community. So that does feel like there is a, you know, an important timeline that we need to stay with. There's been a lot of discussion from administration. They've moved it forward beautifully. And the next step will be the opportunity to look a little bit more at the design after they've been able to get through with all of the construction documents and met all of those deadlines. Mr. Aller, do you think I've missed anything?
No, I think you touched on the meeting very
basic
well.
Thing.
Yep.
Okay. And then the meeting concluded, and we ran. We moved into another discussion at that point in time.
Thank you. We're ready. We'll move on to agenda item 11C, which is a report of the Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting held this evening at 6:45 in these council chambers. Mr. Haynum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did meet this evening primarily to consider some changes to our sign code, but also to talk about tiny houses. Present at our meeting this evening were all members of the committee, as well as Jason Mishka and Mark Fry, and Leslie Brining was there, as well as Bill Stanford and Kevin Aller, whose name I finally did remember. The first thing we discussed were wall signs, and we agreed that we would move forward legislation correcting and clarifying a practice that we thought was clear, but about which some issues have been raised. We made it clear that we want to make it clear that a wall sign size is based on the lineal front footage of the building facade, as opposed to any confusion that it would apply to anything other than the building facade. And we did have, I believe this would be ordinance 57-2017, which after the report, I will request that we refer that to the Planning Commission. We then moved on to discuss temporary signs in general, and the fact that we have a growing number of temporary signs in our community. And we discussed our existing code and some enforcement issues that arise under the existing code, We did not have a specific proposal, and council requested additional guidance from the administration on the need for legislative changes and maybe a more definitive identification of the specific problems that are being encountered. We then briefly discussed zoning for tiny houses, which are all the rage on television, but we don't have a lot of them in the community, although we have apparently received some inquiry about them. At present, our zoning code would not accommodate tiny houses. They would not be permitted. I think generally council's reaction was that for the most part, we did not really identify any specific area where we would want to accommodate tiny houses, but we thought that there might be there could be an opportunity to consider guidelines for council to approve a tiny house as a special use in a special circumstance. Our law director committed to look at some other legislation and recommend something more specific to council going forward. And that was the meeting, unless anyone has anything to add with that. What I would like to do is advance the ordinance, which was circulated during our meeting and which all members of council have in front of them, ordinance number 57, 2017, which amends chapter 1166 of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances by amending section 1166.11, signs permitted in a B2 general business district, section 1166.12, which sets forth signs permitted in a B3 central business district, and section 1166.13 regarding signs permitted in a B4 shopping district to our planning commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
Aye.
Opposed? It will be put on the next planning commission agenda, which will take place on August 9th. Any further committee reports to be made at this time? Any committee referrals to be made at this time? Agenda item 13, which is verbally discussed 2017, was already voted on in agenda item 11A. So we're up to agenda item 14, which is the fireworks report. Mr. Cross.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to briefly take a moment to point out that Mrs. Capellini and Mr. Sanford were both at the fireworks display, as was myself. I'm not sure whether other members of council heard anything. My general response back from people that I spoke to and what I got a sense from the crowd was it was very positively perceived and received by the community, heavily attended. And one of the things that changed this year was the rec district opened up a VIP section for those people who were supporters of the fireworks and members of council in the community and the like, which was actually physically a little closer to the fireworks display themselves, and was pretty well received by myself and some other members of the community. So hopefully in the future we'll have the opportunity to advertise that VIP section to potential contributors in the future as the opportunity persists. Mr. Sanford, if I recall correctly, between the funding from the recreation district and the letters we sent out, we raised about $7,500, was that not the number?
Yes, $7,500, and it was about $7,200 last year, so we're up a little bit.
So.
And the cost of the fireworks went up a little bit, but we froze that rate for 3 years. This was the first year of a 3-year contract we had.
Right. So, well received. I'm not sure if Mrs. Capellini was in attendance. You mentioned earlier that you thought it was pretty good. If you had any comments, I'd be happy to hear them.
It was great. I mean, when you walk into Centennial Terrace, and usually it's so crowded, that VIP section made all the difference. I think promoting it to sponsors and their families, you'll get a huge response. Huge. If we had any pictures, that would tell a million words. I'm not sure if we do have pictures of the VIP section, but I hadn't anticipated it was going to be that great.
Yeah. That's it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I also have received many positive comments about the fireworks display. It's a great community thing that we got started at Centennial Terrace more than 20 years ago. So it's a good thing going forward. But I was serious. We did receive one comment in the mayor's office about how loud they were, and in, I believe it was referred to as Europe, that they are more progressive and have silent fireworks that they put up.
I received the comment as well, and we'll look at, I think the committee will look at it, you know, working with the township and the rec district as we traditionally do. But I'm not sure that something wouldn't necessarily be lost, but not knowing as much about it as I should, I'll reserve comment until I get more information.
Mark is a victim of cataracts. I love the noise, so I would oppose that.
that's the difficulty with something like that. You know, if you go one way, it's going to affect some people and the other.
You can't please everyone.
Absolutely.
All right. That's the end of the agenda items. We do have several information items. First, distributed at your places tonight were the second quarter reports. We've already talked about those. They're marked as agenda or item F. But I would like to direct your attention to agenda information item C, which is the first division of taxation income tax report you've received this year. And this one looks different than you have seen before. And I'll let Toby explain it. But I think, let me try the top of it. The way you'd normally see it shows a minus 1.4% decrease in income taxes for the first half of the year. But Toby tells me that because of a change in reporting and payment of taxes that was initiated by the state of Ohio and comes back onto us as well, that's really comparing 8 months of taxes in 2016 with only 6 months of taxes in 2017. So what we started doing earlier in the year was going back to before when that tax collection schedule was changed and look at 2015 and compare it to the current year. And if you do it that way, it is showing a difference of 13.78%, which is over 2 years, so it would be an annual increase half that much each year. How did I do, Toby? Was that...
That's good, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to add that in comparison, that's 14% over 2 years or 7% each year. In the previous 10 years, we had averaged between 3.5% and 4% increase each year. So it's almost doubled. Obviously, the main part of that is our new ProMedica facility on Monroe Street. In the top box there that you're used to seeing, not all companies submitted quarterly in the past. So the 8 months is not of all the companies, it's 8 months of the companies that submitted quarterly in the past that are now submitting monthly. So going forward in the next year, it'll always be an apples to apples comparison. This is the last year that it's not an apples to apples comparison. So that's why the mayor had asked to see a comparison to the previous year of 2015, which is apples to apples. It's 6 months versus 6 months.
Be aware that increase in taxes will be affected when ProMedica begins moving the people that are in the old
Capital Bank or Fifth Third Beale Building to downtown Toledo, which they're going to be doing here at the end of the month or in August, beginning that process. We also understand we're going to lose employees out of the Sparagowski Building or the old IBM Building. However, we've been told that ProMedica will be still populate that building, at least the first floor of it. As we find out, we'll share that information with you. But we did definitely benefit from the opening of the Health and Wellness Center, but now we're going to see the other end of that as jobs move to downtown Toledo. We are fortunate to have all the jobs we do with ProMedica in our community. Other communities are being hurt quite a bit by that, particularly the city of Maumee. So that's where we're at. We're pleased that it's working out right now. The top box will get closer to reality every month we go through the year. We'll continue to do the bottom box through this calendar year to give a fair comparison.
Mr. Mayor, what's going to happen to the Capital Bank building? Has that been sold?
It's my understanding that there is a lease in place. I think somebody has bought it. Bill, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, there's a new owner, he has half, or more than I think, half the building filled, and that's going to be, I just don't think they've made a public announcement, but there is a company set to go in there, and he's still finalizing the second part. So I anticipate that building to be fully and good jobs that are going to be going into that building. So
there will be a gap in employment as they remodel the building.
Sure. Thank you.
One last issue. I had a constituent call me today and ask me if Veterans Memorial Field had been sold.
It has been reported in the paper that the school board is selling it to the rec district for $2,500 or something like that. A low number.
Yeah, it's
a very low number.
So it's being sold to the rec district.
Yes.
Because I knew the school.
The story on that is that the rec district is building pickleball courts on that land in order for them to be able to move forward. Kevin, I'm helping with this, but they needed to transfer the ownership of the land to the rec district.
To apply for grants.
Got it. Good.
And I believe we've been somewhat helpful in some of the design aspects of that pickleball.
I knew the pickleball courts were being built. I didn't know about the sale.
It does not affect the city's lease on the memorial north end of that field, though they have discussed it with me. The school is also retaining rights to use that old kindergarten building at the south end by Woodrow. So those uses will remain the same. It cleans up something that I think is appropriate for our community, and the public isn't paying for it twice. Okay, with that, if there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
We moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now, our next regularly scheduled meeting is in 5 weeks on Monday, August the 21st at 7:30 p.m. However, two special meetings have been scheduled, one for day after tomorrow, that's Wednesday, July 19th at 8:30 in the morning, and another one Tuesday, July 25th at 7 p.m., all of those meetings being scheduled in this council chamber. Thank you for attending.